felt and how much could be put down to Deacon himself, I never would know. His life had depended for so long on his being average, on not being seen, that even if I'd studied him properly, really looked hard at him, it might not have made any difference. I wish I had tried. But that morning in September, I saw only one more gray old man in overcoat and hat, and I was busy. Chapter 1. England. I saw the world, and yet I was not seen. My thread is cut, and yet it is not spun. And now I live, and now my life is done. Chidiock Titchborne, Elegy. Wednesday, September 13th.
Do you have the time? The voice asked at my shoulder.
I hadn't been aware of the older man sitting beside me, but when I glanced up, he was there. Mentally, I registered the overcoat and hat, assessed the voice, an English voice, politely middle class. I glanced at the time display ticking at the bottom of my laptop screen. It's 10 to 10.
Thank you.
He didn't comment on my accent. Some people did when they were making conversation, but this man said nothing. He had taken